Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to a special edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew, I am, of course, William Rommel. Hey, what's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
I'm doing all right, man. Just saw the WWE Hall of Fame. It just ended for me because I'm in like a, you know, unlike everybody else, you know, I'm like on a 20-minute delay because of the thing keeps stopping and continuing.
Yeah,
but we'll talk a lot about the WrestleMania that's coming up. This Sunday night. Well, it's after midnight, so later tonight, as we're speaking right now.
Yep.
And of course, you know, we're gonna talk about that. We're gonna lead off with a little March Madness. Talk about the Knicks making history. The Rangers with Henrik Lundqvist returning. You know, in goalie. We're also going to talk about, spring training and the pitching rotation for the, you know, upcoming New York teams, the Mets and the Yankees. And, of course, as usual, we're going to wrap it up with a little sports entertainment, a little WWE preview, give us our thoughts on what's going to happen at WrestleMania. today. And, of course, most importantly, the phone lines are open in case if you want to express your thoughts on any of these topics and more. The number is, of course, 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. Feel free to talk sports, entertainment, everything else. You know the deal. And with that in mind, let us talk about the major stuff that happened in the NCAA tournament late Saturday night. And, of course, you know, the big news is that Kentucky, they remain undefeated. They're 38-0, and they had a miracle comeback after they were trailing by five with a few minutes to go into the game. They won by the final score of 68-66. Towns had 25 points to go along with a block. And number one Kentucky lived to fight another day. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it was a great game. It was. I thought with 5 minutes left that, you know, Notre Dame was going to pull the upset, it looked like. But Kentucky shows why they've been undefeated all season long. They played great defense down the stretch. They made key buckets. And, you know, they're showing you that, you know, even when they're down, they're never out of it. So they roared back and managed to win this game by 1 point. I mean, right now, it doesn't look like there's anybody going to beat them. You know, they're going to the Final Four. They're 2 wins away from winning a championship.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that, man. And Zach August, you know, for Notre Dame, he scored, he had 20 points and 9 rebounds in a losing effort. And unfortunately for him, he and Notre Dame, however you want to pronounce it, their NCAA tournament dreams has come to an end.
Yeah. And they were great. They had almost as good of a record as Kentucky did. Notre Dame was like, what, 32-5 entering this game, I think.
Yes, you're right. They are now 32-6 after the loss. And as we just mentioned, the Wildcats are 30-0.
Yeah, so Notre Dame had a great season, but unfortunately, Kentucky was better.
Oh, yeah. So with that in mind, Kentucky advances. And yep. The other major news that happened on Saturday night was, of course, the Wisconsin Badgers defeating Arizona by the final score 85-78.
So they'll play Kentucky on April 4th, battle of number one seeds.
That's right. And you know, for Arizona, you know, Rondae Hollis-Jefferson, he nearly had a triple-double performance, 17 points, 8 rebounds. But, you know, it wasn't enough. And to reach the Final Four.
Yeah. It's going to be a good game between those two, between Wisconsin and Kentucky. Two good teams.
Oh, yeah. Definitely must see. No doubt about that.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, shifting gears, you know, speaking of Kentucky, you know, one of the teams that is, you know, the best chance of getting it is, of course, you know, the Knicks. And I don't know if you knew, but the Knicks made history today. I don't know if you're familiar.
Really? What happened? What happened now?
Yes. After Knicks lost to the Bulls, 111-80, Knicks finally set a franchise record with the most losses, 60 losses.
Wow, well,
no,
it has to happen someday, right?
Yep. No Knicks team up until this year has ever lost 60 games. Yes, the Knicks have finished 59 twice. The most recently, the Larry Brown team. And Didn't they lose it? I think they won. They lost it that time, and they might have lost it another time after that too, if I'm not mistaken. But they did it twice.
I think so.
Might have been a few years ago too, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, that Larry Brown.
It was gonna happen eventually, you know.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Because you know, the Knicks. Obviously, we all know how bad that you know this team is, and
mm-hmm.
There was a recent debate whether or not if a NCAA team like Kentucky could defeat a horrible team, NBA team like the Knicks. And like we were talking about it last week, the proof is in the pudding, man. The you know, Kentucky is a team, man. They're a team, and the Knicks, man, they, you know, with Carmelo Anthony and, you know, Calderon injured and, you know, not really, you know, living up to his potential.
Right.
You know, this current Knick team would fall to Kentucky. I don't even think there's a debate about
it. Mariani's been playing well.
Yeah, that's true. You know, him, he's playing well. You know, Galloway's been playing well.
Yeah.
Trying to think off the top of my head. Sweets played well, too. He got hurt. He's going to miss, I think, a couple of weeks with a rib injury. Lou Armisen, you know, he's been a hustler on the boards. I'm trying to think of another guy who's played well on the Knicks team recently. Off the top of my head, I can't remember. You know, there's Galloway, you know, Jason Smith. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. There's another guy, but I can't remember who it is. But in any case, you know, the Knicks lost to Celtics also on Friday night, 96-92. And that was Walt Clyde Frazier's birthday. I mean, I believe it was his 70th birthday. So, you know, happy birthday to him. Unfortunately, it was, you know, the last team Walt Clyde Frazier wants to lose, you know, the Knicks to lose to, the Celtics. Unfortunately, he didn't get that birthday wish.
Oh, well. But someone told me that after the Knicks game, he went to a strip club and he swished and dished.
I guess he did, you know. And one person who won't be spending time, you know, with his teammate, Love, apparently has beef with LeBron James. And
yeah,
there's rumors that you know, he might leave Cleveland. But of course, you know, there's also rumors that LeBron could also opt out of his one-year contract, which that's very unlikely, but it's possible.
Right.
So one of these guys could be leaving Cleveland, most likely Kevin Love. Kevin Love in the past has said, you know, he is interested to New York, but as we all know, until any of these superstar players sign on the dotted line with Phil Jackson, you know, I won't believe it.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin Love, he's, you know, only 26 years old, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a double-double machine. You get him and or Aldridge, you know, you got two powerful big men, Twin Towers, you know, reminiscent of, you know, Robinson and Duncan, you know, in the early Spurs run, championship run.
Exactly.
But that might be asking too much. And, another guy who's, you know, possibly, you know, rumored to be maybe, hopefully, fingers crossed, coming to the Knicks after, the, you know, via free agency, you know, it would be Kevin Durant. But unfortunately, he's hurt now, too. And his you know, his season is done. You know, he's going to be gone for, like, I think 4 to 6 weeks. So his season is over.
Wow.
4 to 6 months, I should say, if I didn't say that correctly.
Yeah, wow.
So
yeah, well, Westbrook is gonna have to continue carrying that team.
Oh yeah. Basically, Thunder and you know, Thunder, you know, they start off, you know, shaky at first. A lot of these teams start off shaky at first. You know, Cleveland,
yeah,
you know, the Cavaliers, they, you know, Love and hasn't meshed well. They start off slow. They weren't as dominating as they, you know, expected to be off the bat.
Right.
And then also you got Thunder. They start off under 500, and then you know with Durant and Westbrook both hurt at one point, and now Durant is gone again.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. He's been injured for the most part of the season anyway, so.
I know.
It's probably best to shut him down.
Yeah, no doubt. Been a weird. This has to be the weirdest NBA season I've ever witnessed that I could think off the top of my head.
Yeah,
you know,
I'd say so.
All these teams are hurt, you know. And, of course, you know, like we've mentioned in the past, you know, you got, you know, the crown jewel of the NBA. You know, you got the Knicks, the Celtics, and the Lakers. They're all horrible.
Yeah.
For, you know, last couple of years. It's, you know, it's the way it is right now.
Yeah, pretty much.
But moving on from the Knicks, the Nets, they had a big win recently against the Cavaliers. Aforementioned Cavaliers.
The Nets have been playing well. You know, they're still battling for that eighth seed, I think, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, no doubt they are. They're definitely in the hunt for real. Yeah, they defeated the Cavaliers by the final score of 106-98 on Friday night.
Yeah, they're I think they're battling Miami or Milwaukee for that eighth spot. So they're coming down to the wire.
Yeah, they need to win all these games if they even have a chance of winning, you know, the game.
Yeah.
I mean, winning the playoff spot, you know. And it definitely helps, you know, having Joe Johnson and Brook Lopez, you know, both scoring 20 points
for real
each. So, you know, they definitely got a shot, you know. They definitely, bottom line is they just got to keep on winning. But moving on to hockey, the Rangers, like we mentioned earlier, the Rangers, Henrik Lundqvist, you know, he played his first game. You know, he started his first game since he injured himself, and as you know, Cam Talbot, his backup, played superbly. I think there was only one goalie in the NHL during that span that had more wins. I think Talbot had 14 wins, and the other guy, he had 16. So, I mean, you know, he's been doing great. But now,
yeah,
you know, Lundqvist is back. Unfortunately, they lost 4-2 because, the defense didn't support Lundqvist the first two periods. So, you know, he gave up 3 goals, and, you know, the Rangers played much better defense in the last period, but unfortunately it was too late. And Nash, he scored his 40th goal of the year. So, you know, congratulations to him.
Congrats.
But unfortunately, it's in a losing effort. And a few days ago, the Rangers clinched their playoff berth, as, you know, we expected them to do,
yeah,
obviously. So, congrats to them. They're currently, they have 101 points, you know, so, and, you know, they got a stranglehold of the Metropolitan Division right now, so. Hopefully, can have that same run they had last year to the Stanley Cup Finals, and hopefully this time it'll be like 1994 all over again.
Hopefully, they have to find a way to secure home ice advantage, you know. So they have to finish as the number one seed in the East, I think. Because if they finish number one, then, you know, it'll make it easier for them to make it back to Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about that. And we'll definitely keep you posted on that. And also, the Islanders, they are you know, they lost three in a row. They're trying to snap. They're trying to snap their current losing streak, and they're gonna play later tonight against the Red Wings. So that should be an interesting game. And their last game, actually, you know, Saturday night, I should say, since it's now Sunday morning, early Sunday morning. Last night, Saturday night, they fell to the Ducks by the final score of 3-2. So that's if they want to continue their run, you know, they gotta snap out of this losing streak right here, because they need some momentum, you know, entering into the playoffs.
For real, I mean, you don't want to start the playoffs, you know, losing, you know, somewhat, you know, a number of games. That's gonna ruin your momentum. But then again, we've seen teams, you know, lose, you know, like five games or more in a row, and then in the playoffs they just get hot all of a sudden.
Yeah, kind of like the 2000 Yankees. They were kind of cold, and of course, you know, with their experience, you know, they were able to, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
That when the, you know, the World Series.
Yeah, that's true. I remember that they had a horrible September, but they managed to play well in the playoffs to win the championship.
Yep. But speaking of championships, speaking of Mets and Yankees, the Yankees, Tanaka, he's going to start opening day as expected, predicted. And CC Sabathia's personal six-game opening day start streak officially ends. And on the Mets side, Colon, he's going to start for the Mets on opening day in Washington. He's going to be followed by last year's Rookie of the Year, winner. That would be Jacob DeGrom. And that's going to be Matt Harvey, who's going to return from Tommy John surgery, which cost him the entire 2014 season. So DeGrom, you know, as a reward for his great dominant performance last year, he's going to start at opening day the following week after
that's
that. Good. So congrats to him, and we're going to see what happens with both New York teams. We'll definitely keep you guys posted on that.
Next week, opening day.
Oh, yeah, can't wait. And one thing we can't wait for is, of course, WrestleMania. So let's get right to these
matches.
Let's get right to these matches right here. And who do you think is going to win the tag team titles?
Wow.
I think Cesaro and Kid is gonna retain it.
I think the Usos are gonna regain it.
Yeah, that's a very possibility.
I think they're gonna regain the titles.
Yeah, they're gonna battle I think the Los Matadores and of course the Usos.
New Day.
And New Day as well. Yeah. I think Cesaro and Kid's going to retain it. But if they don't win it, I definitely see let's see what else. I'm trying to remember. I think it's going to be Sandow who's going to win it.
You think Sandow?
Yeah, I think so.
I think he'll be right back.
Yeah, I could see that as well.
But I could see Sandow winning, but I think he'll be right back.
Or Miz and Sandow could cost him the thing too.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's true.
Are you watching Channel 4? This guy looks like Dean Ambrose.
Oh yeah, that's
true. but Yeah, but back to what we were saying. Speaking of Dean Ambrose, compete in the whatchamacallit, the Intercontinental title ladder match. And I want Dean Ambrose to win. It makes more sense for Dean Ambrose to win. He was my pick to win from the beginning. But with Daniel Bryan in there, you know, I think they're going to make him win the Intercontinental title.
I'm sticking with Dean Ambrose winning the IC title. I think there would be some kind of conflict between Dean Ambrose and Daniel Bryan somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, but yeah, I see Dean Ambrose walking out with the championship.
I sure hope so, because the storyline has been built more around him and Wade Barrett.
Yeah.
So I think it makes more sense for him to win it, even though, you know, I'm a huge Daniel Bryan fan as well as Dean Ambrose fan, but, I think it makes more sense for Dean Ambrose to win it. I'm starting to think Daniel Bryan's going to win it.
It'll be great to watch.
Yeah, definitely. If those two, either of those two guys win it, I'd be happy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing R-Truth win it, but I don't think WWE takes him seriously anymore.
Nah, so, I don't think he's going to have any chance.
Let's see. Moving on, the Divas title. I guess the AJ and Paige is going to win it, even though the match is pretty much useless since the title is going on the line.
I think the Bella Twins are going to win it. I think there'll be some kind of riff again between AJ and Paige.
Yeah, you make a good you make a good point on that. You definitely do. I could see that happening. Trying to think what other matches are on the card. There's Cena versus Rusev. I could see it going either way, but I think Cena's going to win it.
I think Cena will win it, but I don't think he'll win the title. He'll win by some kind of disqualification kind of, but he's not going to win the championship.
Yeah, but to me, I think he's going to win hands down. I think he's going to either win by submission or pinfall, because that's why Rusev is undefeated, because Rusev has lost by disqualification, but he's never been pinned or submitted.
That's true.
So I think Cena is going to hit the attitude adjustment and get Rusev to tap out.
Could happen.
So I think Cena will win.
It could happen.
Yeah, definitely could. How about Randy Orton versus Seth Rollins? Orton all the way.
I think Randy Orton's going to take that.
No doubt about that. Don't even have to break it down or overanalyze or anything. I mean,
nope.
Orton won that one. Let's just move on. Undertaker versus Wyatt. I think Taker's going to win this one.
Started the streak.
Yep. So you agree?
Yeah, I think Undertaker will win it.
Yeah, Undertaker get that streak. Hopefully, this will lead to him facing Sting next year.
Yep.
And if this does happen, Wyatt would fall to 0-2 because he lost last year to Cena at WrestleMania, his WrestleMania debut. A match I'm really looking forward to, and that is, speaking of Sting, speaking of the vigilante, the icon, Sting versus Triple H. And I think Sting's going to win it. If Sting doesn't win this match, I mean that's, there's no point of Triple H winning this match. I mean, Triple H, he's done it all in WWE. I mean, it's time for Sting. And Sting himself admitted that this might be his last match. So
yeah, I think Sting will win it.
Hopefully Sting wins, and this will set up a potential Sting versus Undertaker match, the dream match everybody's been looking forward to, even though both guys are like a combined probably, 105?
Yeah, they're dinosaurs.
But hey, I think these guys can surprise people. They look at Undertaker and Shawn Michaels. I mean, Shawn Michaels, I don't think he's 50 yet, but he's like, I'd say upper 40s maybe. Or I could be wrong. He could be.
Mid-40s, yeah.
But in any case, you know, those guys were able to wow people WrestleMania 25, 26. I think the same thing could happen to Sting and Undertaker. I don't think it'll be Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, but I think it'll be just a slight notch below it. I think they're these guys are really gonna give it their all, and God willing, I assume it's gonna be a retirement match either way. So these guys are gonna give it all they got if that happens. But we'll find out. Hopefully, in the near future, if that dream match actually does happen, and of course, you know what we're talking about. Big news: Brock Lesnar resigns with WWE, and he's gonna defend his title. He is the current reigning, defending, undisputed World Heavyweight Champion of the world in WWE. And he will face Roman Reigns. And, of course, me and you, I believe Roman Reigns is going to win. And I believe you agree with me as well.
Yeah, I think Roman Reigns is going to win the championship. No doubt about it. It's been they've been preparing for this for a year. To build up Roman Reigns and make him win the championship. So I think it'll happen tomorrow.
Yeah, you know what I think is going to happen? I think Roman Reigns is going to win, and I think Paul Heyman is going to turn on Lesnar. And this will... What you were going to say something?
You think Reigns will go heel?
I think Reigns is going to go heel, and this will make Lesnar turn into a face.
Interesting.
And... what I think is going to happen is that by the time WrestleMania 32 comes around, I think Lesnar will turn into a heel again and rejoin Paul Heyman and face The Rock at WrestleMania 32.
Oh, interesting. It may happen.
Yeah, we'll find out soon enough.
Yeah.
So, any last touch you have?
Just check out my show, iMac. Saturdays at normal time 11, and come back here, check out Sports of Religion. Normal time is Sundays at 6, Block Talk Radio.
Good man. Check out both shows. It was a great WWE Hall of Fame ceremony. You know, we'll talk more about that next week on next week's episode. And we'll tell you what happened on Raw the night after WrestleMania, and the WrestleMania recap.
Yep.
So come back next Sunday, 6 p.m. Next Sunday, not this one. And we'll tell you what happened.